All right. Sakbase, listeners, welcome to another episode of the Zoview. I know it's been a while. Here I am back, alive, back from the dead. Life been lifing, and I have a guest with me. What the hell are you checking for? What the hell is so funny?
Life been lifing.
It has, man. It has, and that's no excuse, but it has, like. Not in a bad way for me, but it's just been like back to back to back to back of like, damn, this. And then I like to take my time, some time to myself. Like, I feel like the past 2 months or so, I haven't been able to schedule it how I would want it. Not that I don't have it, but not how I would want it. But before you start talking and rambling on, can you introduce yourself to the guests, to the listeners?
My name is O Mona Lisa Travels on Instagram.
AKA.
Jules.
Any more AKAs?
But you can also find me on Papier Shop. That's my stationery business. Or Travel Unpaired. That's my itinerary business.
How you doing?
That's it.
Okay. How are you doing? How are you doing, like, overall? When I say life is laughing, I be dead ass.
Well, shit, life is life for me too, but shit, I'm good. I'm great.
Okay, that's good. That's good. But yeah, with me, life been life. It's not in a bad way. It's just I need to take one of them vacations, like you be taking month long vacation. I need one of those.
Need to,
One of those
because
month long, no responsibility vacations.
I come back and I'm like, oh, okay, another thing that just happened, but my mortgage went up. And
Oh,
I was like, oh shit. Anyways, let me
is
book
what
this
it is.
vacation.
I think shit, everybody, my mortgage went up too because of that. Your mortgage went up because of what? Mine's went up because of the property tax went up. Why yours went up?
Mine went up because it's actually my home insurance.
Your insurance went up.
Yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Right. And I called them. They were like, well, it's because the cost of living went up. And I'm like, what does that have to do with me? They're like, well,
That's funny. They
the
just put the prices up, right?
Yes.
Isn't it funny how like these companies they just like bandwagon off of like everything going up, so they just put their prices up too. It's
And it's not even 50 bucks. It went up like, I think, 100, 150 bucks. Like, y'all serious?
Oh yeah, mine went up a good like almost $300,
Oh,
$200.
shit. Shoot. I'm not complaining because I'm still in the 1,000s. I actually just hit 1,000. Well, I'm still below 1,000, but because I make extra payments, I'm in the thousands now.
Your mortgage is $1,000 a month. Let's say let's just keep it a round number. Your mortgage is about $1,000 a month. I know we're jumping all over the place, guys. I know everybody listening don't know the mortgage thing, but hey, this is a good way to learn. So for y'all that's over here trying to buy a house right now or thinking about it, wait, your mortgage is $1,000 a month? What? No
I
HOA?
told you.
No HOA?
With the HOA, it's 1,250.
Don't think you're gonna get a $1,000 mortgage in fucking Atlanta, Georgia. You're not. This is a $1,000 mortgage in Timbuktu, Connecticut. So
First of all,
keep
I
that in
live in a
Timbuktu, Connecticut. It's okay. I'm not gonna say the city. I don't want people to like know too much, but yeah, because it's funny because like people be wishing the only type of people that get a $1,000 mortgage right now is people that own their house for at least 15, 20 years.
Right.
Like or live in Timbuktu, Connecticut, or Timbuktu, Arizona.
Actually, when I tell people how much I pay, they're very shocked because even in Timbuktu, Connecticut, this rate is very low. I'm just blessed, honestly,
Yeah,
because
but keep in mind when you bought your house around the same time I did, if I'm not mistaken. You bought yours before mine or after
yeah.
mine?
You bought yours before me, so I bought mine in October of 21.
Oh, you bought yours before I did.
Really?
'Cause I know we was talking about it during that time. Just 2 months. You bought yours 2 months ahead of mine. Like, but also let's keep in mind like the rate even though it's less than 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago, the rate in 2021 and the rate in 2023 is like triple in most areas. I don't know how it is in other states, but like the interest rates is tripled. Like I bought my interest rate was like 2.2%, like around 2.7%. Now I'm hearing interest rate is like 6%.
Yes, I just bought my car, yo, with a 780 credit score. My car insurance rate was 11%.
Man, that shit crazy though. And the funny thing is, these people just be bringing up prices because oh, everything else going up. That's re
Right.
every time I tell like, why is this going up? It was like, oh, because everything else is going up. I'm like, but my pay ain't going up, so it can't be everything that's going up. But that's why they got to put a handle. I hope they put a handle on that shit, man. Because a lot of companies, even like people that like have small businesses and shit, they just raise their prices on shit just to catch the wave of everything else being raised.
Yeah, I had to for my stationery. I had to raise the price because the printing price for Amazon went up, so I had to raise mine.
That shit crazy,
But
man.
besides, if it didn't go up, I would have left my prices the same.
One thing about life, boy, is that I tell people, I remember people be like, damn, I want to buy a house. I don't know if this is the right time. I'm like, yo, just buy it. If you can't do it, just buy it now. Cause shit, one thing about life, prices don't go down. And the time that prices go down, it's like a world crisis happening, like fucking COVID.
Yeah.
So, like, if you
And
could afford to do it, just do it. I remember when I think we talked about this. Remember what I was buying? I remember when I was buying my house and the niggas was like, oh yeah, just wait. The price is gonna drop. And it's like I looked around at the people that was telling me to wait. All of their ass was homeless. Or they was renting. And I was like, I'm not listening to y'all niggas though. I was just listening to people that like actually own homes, multiple, that was like really giving me some good advice. These niggas was just telling me, oh, just wait because of what they hear from other people.
right.
But anywho, that's not the gist of this episode today. This episode today, we wanted to talk about your trip. Well,
Yes.
over the summer, you went to Europe for a month. Is it a month or 2 months? I can't keep up with you.
It's a month and a half.
A month and a half, a full month and a half. I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
Luxury, luxury.
I'm so jealous. I wish I could be like you. I don't necessarily want to be in Europe for the whole month and a half, but to just be like on vacation for a month and a half, that'll do my mind and body some good. And I don't even think 99% of, I don't think 95% of Americans, people in America could do that.
Yeah, they could,
I don't think so.
but
Too
they
many,
don't.
too much people. When I say can't, I mean like when it comes to financially, because I realize more and more is like, yes, I'm not doing the best. I'm not rich, but I realize so much people is living paycheck to paycheck, like they can't afford to take days off. And I remember that used to be me till I was like, yo, what the fuck? But it's one thing to take a week because normally I take a couple of days, maybe a week off, but taking a month and a half, I can't afford to do that. Straight up.
You know what? When I was working at Walmart, I took a month.
And I want people to listen. Like, it's not like Julie has some extravagant job, or maybe she does have a sugar daddy or not. But this is not to my knowledge. Do you mind telling people what you do?
I am an educator.
That's it. And
That's
she's
it.
able to do it. I just wanted to throw that out there because some people would be thinking like, oh, they need to do this, they need to do that, or they need to make X amount of money to do X amount of things. And I
Right.
always say, "How hey, it's some most of the time, it's not how much money you make, it's how much you keep and how much you don't spend. Just frivolous stuff." So overall, how was the trip?
It was good once they calmed down because of the protesting. It was good. I think the most annoying part was the protest because it's like, seriously,
Okay,
why?
before we get into the protest thing, what give us all the cities you went to while you was out there.
So I stayed in Île-de-la-France, and it's, well, yeah, I stayed an hour away from Paris. So I was taking the bus and the train to go into Paris. And while there, My mom was working, so I was just going out, being a tourist by myself, exploring all of
Hold
the
on, hold on.
arrondissement.
You're missing a key part here. You was in France, but your mom also lives in France.
Right.
So that cuts on a lot of things. Okay, but you wasn't in France the whole time. What other cities did you go to?
I went to not cities, I went to countries.
Countries,
I went
sorry.
to Belgium and I went to Luxembourg.
Luxembourg? Why those two?
Because they're less than a 4 hour drive.
Those two were the two that was less than the 4 hours, the only two. Those were the only two, or those were just the ones you chose to go to?
Well, the only two, Germany is a little old. 4 hours, depending on which end Germany you chose to drive to.
Oh, so you didn't take like the train or something like most people be doing
No,
in
the
Europe?
train was too expensive. And then my aunt, I have aunts in France, and then my that's from Guyane Française. She came too, so it was like a little family vacation. She came up, and she had a daughter too, and it was my I'm meeting the daughter, and I haven't seen her in over 20 years. I left Haiti. So she wanted to enjoy herself too. So we rented a big car and then we just drove. The train was going to be too much money.
Oh, okay. What you didn't think to go to London or UK? Because I know that's not too far from Paris.
I did, but then to go to London, it's a little more money. Stay and rent a house or Airbnb in London is way too much money. And then to buy food. I stayed in Belgium for a week and I stayed in Luxembourg for like a day.
So between like so which city did you like the most while you was out there? Paris or somewhere in Belgium? Where did you stay in Belgium?
I stayed in Brussels.
Which one you like more?
Where I stayed in a place called Zaventem in Brussels. So it's outside of the city, but still not that far, like 20 minute drive to the city. It was it's quiet, very quiet. And I think there was an Aldi across the street, and I drove like think 10 minutes, and there was like a liquor store or whatever, but it's very quiet, and there's not a lot of shops where I stayed at. But in the city of Brussels, downtown Brussels, it's alive. There's a lot of black people, which you know what? It shocked me. Like, I know that black people are all over, but seeing a lot of black people really shocked me because I'm like, whoa. We're in Brussels and there's really a lot of black people out here.
Really, it was. I mean, I've been told because I got some friends in Europe, especially in France, but they tell me outside of France and UK, they'd be like Belgium and Amsterdam got a lot of more black people too. It was like Belgium, Amsterdam, and depends on where you at in Germany.
I wanted to go to Amsterdam too, but Amsterdam is expensive. So I cut that out, but I knew someone there, so I was gonna go anyways, but yeah,
So you
it
prefer
was
Brussels
gonna.
over Paris?
I prefer both. They each different to offer, and I received both of them, so it doesn't matter to me.
Can you hear me?
What?
I said, did you drive or you let
Yes.
your mom drive?
I drove. No one aunt can drive, but she's driving France. She said that's a big show job, and my mom doesn't have her license, so she couldn't. I drove.
That's
And it
crazy.
was a big car too. It was an 8-person car. Oh my goodness. But I did it.
Did it. Good. That's good. Okay. So what do you recommend for people that's going to those areas, that's thinking about going to those areas soon, either France or Belgium.
I recommend staying outside of Paris, but don't be in the streets acting like a coco bay. Like, act like you actually know something and are self-aware of your surroundings. Uber works there. Google Translate works. Google Map works. That's how I was getting around, taking the train and stuff like that. And if you don't want to take Uber, feel free to take the bus, because the bus, well, depending where you're at, the bus is not always, it's not always going to be on time, but you can pretty much rely on the bus. And then there's also the metro too, wherever you're at, or the tram. So you can use all of those, and it's safe.
My homeboy was telling me how, like, the same way I view Miami is the same way, like, most people in Paris view Paris. It was like, yo, it's the hype, it's the international hype. But outside of that, it's really bullshit.
Yeah,
He was like, yo,
it is a hype.
he said it's the international hype, the Eiffel Tower, but outside of that shit, it was like, it's just strictly bullshit.
That's why some people go there and they're like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's not Paris' fault, it's your fault, because you had high expectations, you were expecting to see what you see on TV, and that's the wrong way to travel, because obviously what's on TV is not real, or it's not 100% authentic. So
That's not on them. That's on that marketing team that they pushing for Paris and shit like that.
anyways, if you're planning a trip to Europe, I suggest going into a popular city or a popular country in Europe, and then looking at what other countries are nearby and navigating those countries. That way you're killing two birds with one stone, because everything is so close by, so you don't need to keep paying for a flight when you can just utilize the time that you have to go see two countries at once.
But I'm looking at the map now. I didn't realize how close Luxembourg and Belgium is to Germany.
Yeah, they're real close. Strasbourg is the closest city.
Cool. I'll keep that in mind, 'cause next year I plan on going to France for the Olympics. So I'm like, okay, maybe I could kill three birds with one stone and visit some other cities while I'm out there.
Not with your 1 week vacations. You're gonna need at least 2 weeks.
No, the goal is for me to be there for 2 weeks.
Okay, good.
This is going to be my first time being gone for that long, being like on vacation for that long. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, 2 weeks is good. I think it's gonna be about 8 hours
What's
to
going to be 8
drive
hours?
to Germany. 4 to 8 hours, depending on which part of Germany you're driving to.
Well, I didn't say I'm going to Germany now. I'm just looking at the map. Germany was
No.
on my list. My list was Amsterdam, Belgium, maybe London, and like, damn, I can't do the cities that I wanted to do in France, because Olympics is happening in Paris, and Paris is in the northern part of the country. And I wanted to go to like Marseille, which is on the south part of the
You
country.
can take the high-speed train.
Well, there it is. So I'm gonna do that. I wanted to go to
But if
Marseille and Monaco while I'm out.
Monaco, if you're gonna do Monaco, you should do it another time, because you can drive from Monaco to Spain, because it's at the end, right by the ocean. You just drive along the coast, and you'll hit a bunch of countries along the coast.
Yeah.
And Monaco is very expensive, so.
Yeah, I've been told. I've been told, like, apparently Monaco is like the Beverly Hills of France.
Yeah.
I've been told, for sure. I've been told that. Anyway, what was going on out there during that fucking riot? Was it like somebody got killed or some shit?
So this young boy got killed because he was driving a car and he failed to. So when the police stopped him, he didn't have a license. So he really wasn't supposed to be behind the car. And I think he tried to run and then he got killed. Then they were rioting over that. But then let me be clear, it was the Muslims, not the black people. So the riot was mainly the Muslims, the Arabs, not the African, like the dark skin African, but the Arabs Muslim. They were the ones doing all the burning. Like they burned down the police department. They burned down police cars. And I was like, oh shit, these people are real bold. Because up here, I don't know if I've ever seen police cars and police departments being burnt down
I didn't know you
and
was.
churches and shit like that. I was like, oh my God.
Wait, so this happened. I'm assuming the kid, his background, he was Muslim as well, right?
Arab, yeah.
Arab. Well, you know, I
Yeah.
think to most racists, Arab, black, you still black.
The same, right?
You're still the same. But I get what you're saying. Huh. So they were just tossing. So that's what happened. The police out there just shot him while he was running.
Yeah.
Damn. Huh.
I mean, I kind of get why they were protesting, but at the same time, I feel like people just hear police brutality and that's all they need to hear. Like, if you really sit back and calculate, like, that child was in the wrong. Like, why would you run from the police? Like,
Yeah,
yes, you don't have a
let's not do that.
license.
But let's not do that. Like, the police still shouldn't have shot him, though. Like,
If
shooting some
you're running,
shooting you for running? You don't think that's excessive?
I'm gonna hold my comment.
You serious right now? You spend 1.5 months in Europe.
I'm
Now you got.
serious. I'm serious.
You don't think running is excessive?
I think yes and no.
Where is the hesitation coming from?
Because there wasn't, I just feel like there wasn't any reason for you to run. Like, yes,
Of
you don't have your
course.
license, but you don't need to run. Just
But
like,
I also know that there's some people that when police is around, they're just nervous for no fucking reason. Yes, I agree with you. There is no reason to run. But regardless, he did it anyway. And you don't think shooting him is excessive? Wow. Damn. Them Europeans really got you while you was out there for a
they
month and a
didn't
half.
get me. It's just like I'm really looking at the case and
And
side-eyeing it. I'm side-eyeing both parties, but it's just like the reaction. I feel like the people didn't really care about the before, but more so that the police shot him. Yes, you guys should be mad, but then when they were protesting, burning up the businesses, they weren't doing it because a kid got shot. They were doing it for the hell of it.
I mean, of
Because
course, that happens here. Like, whenever there's a protest here, like, whenever shit get out of hand, remember that shit that happened in, like, I think was it like Baltimore? And they were just breaking, like Target, breaking into Target, stealing shit. That's just, you're always gonna get those type of people. But let's go back to this police shooting the kid.
that was minor. They were actually burning people's cars. So if you parked in front of your house, they burned it down, like to the ground, everything burnt it down. They were burning people's garbage, breaking
And
into
you know
people's
what's funny?
house.
I don't think that news made it worldwide how it's supposed to. How if it was another country doing that same shit?
Yeah, they would have made it worldwide, but
Because
it
I
was
would
real bad.
have. Yeah. I mean, I always tell people, hey man, what French is doing, Haitians got that sh Haitians got what they're doing from the French.
Facts.
So whenever you see Haitian niggas just burning up shit in Haiti, that's because they got it from them. They got it from the fucking colonizers. So, was there any justice done?
There was, as soon as the police killed the kid, he didn't get administrative leave. He got arrested
Right away.
right away. So that's why I'm like, I'm side-eyeing these people who were protesting, and the protest was almost a month long. Like,
I like that shit. Hello? Hello? I can't hear you if you're talking.
4 o'clock transportation
Hold on,
stop
hold on,
because
hold on,
well,
hold on.
from one night we went to the mall.
Hold
Oh,
on.
that's
You went
I'm
out for
talking.
like a whole minute. You was like the protest was a month long.
Yeah, it was almost a month long. And one time I went to the mall, it was like 2 in the afternoon. And then as we arrived, the mall was shutting down. And we're like, why? They're like, because they're protesting nearby. They're burning stuff nearby. So they shut the mall down. And then a lot of people had to walk because the bus and other transportation stopped. There were people from the side of town that I was in, they're like close to this. So they had to walk a long way or find a cab that was still operating around that time. It was rough.
Listen, man. So he got arrested right away. That's what I'm more fascinated with.
Right away.
Because that don't normally happen here in the US.
Exactly. That's what I said. I was like, that was a swift justice.
I guess that's why they had it like me. I guess that's that. See, there's a reason why they protested that long. That way niggas don't do that again.
And the president even talked about it too. Like, you shouldn't have shot him. There's other ways, and da 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 da.
Exactly. That's why I'm so
But
confused on how you feel in some type of way because like, 'cause I'm like, yo, shooting him is excessive, period. It's like you doing a crime, you deserve to get shot. Yes, he shouldn't have run, but regardless, that shit is still excessive. At least that's how I look at it. But you know, you coming in with that European mindset now, so
No,
know about
but
you.
whatever, though.
Wow, a month long protest. I know them niggas was having fun, boy. Cause some of these niggas, some people that be protesting, they be just be looting all over the place.
That's what they were doing because,
Taking advantage of the free shit.
yes, they, oh my goodness, they destroyed this Nike shop, like, broken, took everything, like. They should have got me something,
They should have got you something. I know France had to put a stop to that shit because Olympics is happening less than a year. So I know right now, like Paris, France, everybody, they're getting their shit together.
they gonna just arrest everybody because money's coming in. They're not gonna play that. Oh, you can protest for a month long. Nope.
We'll see. We'll see. That's crazy. A month long. So wait, he got arrested and he got charged quickly.
He was still waiting for the judge, but he did get arrested swiftly.
Wow. I'm assuming he was a white police officer, right?
He was Arab. Let me look him up. He could say French Arab. I think his name was, I mean. But either way, like, the government did what they had to quickly, so there's no reason for them to have protested and made as much damage as they did.
You don't dictate that. You don't know what these people's frustrations. You don't know how long that shit been happening.
That ain't no damn frustration.
You don't know that. You don't live there.
That's
You don't know their reality.
abusing the system.
That they said, man, here you go. You sounding like a European again. Sounding like a
No.
And again, you don't know that. That's like a European coming here talking about, oh, the George Floyd protest was excessive. You don't know that. They don't know that. They don't. You can't say that because you don't know these people's reality. You don't know how much they've gone through. Yes, that could have been a one isolated incident, but that month long could have been a month long work, like a year long or 2 year long of frustration of other shit they've been doing. You don't know that. So I personally don't agree with that.
Well, that's my stand, and I'm gonna stick to it.
Oh, I believe you. You definitely giving ever since you came from Europe, you definitely giving me the European state of mind vibe, one, and a black woman that wouldn't mind being with a white European man.
I don't discriminate. Like,
Oh,
have you seen where these black men are going?
I believe it.
Like,
Don't
I don't
disturb.
want to say some words, but they're either one thing or they out here being a vagabond. Like, I'm on the side of love. Whoever treats me right, respect me, but I'm not, I don't want to be with just any type of a white man though. It has to be a white man who I feel like if anything ever happens to me that comes to race, like he will defend me and say, I don't care that I'm white. This black lady, black people deserve this, that, and the third, not just any white man.
Okay. So you're saying that you would consider a white man?
I would consider a white man, a Japanese man, a Middle Eastern man.
Or
I
you don't
don't
discriminate the
discriminate.
background.
I don't.
This is before your month and a half in Europe or after?
This is before. I've always been like that. I will prefer a black man, but if another race approach me and they meet all the qualifications, I'm going to take them.
Hold on. You think for you to be with a person, they have to meet all your qualifications?
Yes, my non-negotiables.
So if you have five non-negotiables and they meet four and they don't meet one, you still won't consider them?
It depends on what it is because there are major and there are minor things.
What are your three major non-negotiables?
My major non-negotiable is your finance. How do you manage your finances? That's very important to me. Because I don't want to be with someone who has poor spending habits. Because if you have poor spending habit, and then I'm thinking about the future, and let's say we end up marrying each other, like, no, I don't want your bad habits because I've been doing fine by myself. So if you're not coming into my life to add into my life, then you could stay by yourself.
Okay, money management. What else?
The next one is hygiene and cleanliness.
That's crazy. That's the bare minimum. I didn't even think that was a non-negotiable.
No,
I would
like
think that would be
cleanliness.
a, I don't think that'd be an automatic as an adult, but you're right. There's some people out here, they different.
Yes, like I can deal with people who go to bed without brushing their teeth, but like, if you wake up and you just start eating and you don't brush your teeth either, that's nasty to me. And you just walking around smelling funky, your ass stink. Like, don't think I'm about to suck a nothing with your booty smelling like that.
Any other non-negotiables?
Another one is respect. And it's not just respecting me as your woman, but respecting other people. Because I know there's some people, they're like, well, when they're talking to other people, especially other females, it's bitches this, bitches that. Fuck you, fuck that. Like, no. If you can't get mad and talk to another female like that, what happens when I really take you off? Then you're gonna start talking to me like that. So I pay attention to how people talk to others. And treat their family, their mom, etc.
Okay, so we got money management, cleanliness, and respect. Anything else?
You have to be well versed. This come before cleanliness. You have to be well versed, educated, and intelligent. You know you can be educated, but you lack some intelligence in certain areas.
I know exactly what you mean. Just because
I
it
would.
basically means just because you go to school don't mean you're smart.
Exactly.
Just because you got a 4.0, you graduated summa cum laude, don't mean you're the smartest one in the bunch. I get exactly what you're saying.
Right. Yep. Like, I don't like that, even though I did graduate that, but I don't like that.
I got you. Because there are
'Cause
some
then,
people that think just because they got a higher education, they better than other people.
right, but then in reality, when you start having conversations with them, they don't really know anything. Like,
A lot of
example, I work with someone who went to Harvard, and we have a lot of good conversations, but then when we start discussing things like things that are happening in Haiti, and he's like, really? I didn't know this was happening. And I'm like, where have you been? Like, do you not watch the news? Do you not pay attention?
Is he of a Haitian descent?
No, he is Black American.
Okay, then I mean that doesn't mean he's obligated to know or to care.
He's not, but then there's other topics that I discussed and like his thought process. You know how you just said that 1 month in Europe made you think like that? That's his thought every day. And then I'm like, you're a black man in America. The fact that you think like this is very
Give me an
crazy to
example. Give
me.
me an example of what you mean by that. Give me one scenario that you had a conversation and you're like, damn, you as a black man, this is how you think?
I forgot what we were talking about, and I don't want to say too much because I don't know who knows who, but we were discussing something about like racial disparities, and then he was like, well, that's not how it is because we're talking about facts. Is it fact or is it? It might have been prison or something like that. And then he was like, do you have tangible facts that everything in America has to do with racism? And I'm like, what are you talking about? You don't always need tangible facts to know what is right in front of your face. Like,
Oh,
come
he one
on,
of
if
those
you know,
guys. He
right, like,
want proof that racism caused whatever is happening.
exactly. And then you know
And
what?
90 and 50% of the time, racism is not something you could prove.
Right. And
Like when
that's
I say
what he
prove, when
said.
I say prove, I mean like in a sense of, you know, this is the evidence of like this is like evidence you could say. You know how you get shot, nigga, you shot me. Like I could see it. If that makes sense. You can't lie and say you didn't shoot me.
Right. And that was kind of what he said. He was like, and if you go to courts, you bring this case to the judge, what is the judge going to say? Is the judge going to say, you are absolutely correct for this racial case, racial profiling case, or are they going to say something else? And I'm like, I don't understand you. And then I was like to somebody, but then again, he does date women that are not black, so I don't blame him.
So you already seen he fit the profile.
He does fit the profile, but it's crazy because there's certain stuff that he say, like he'd be like this nigga. And I'm like, it's crazy that you can't say this nigga, that nigga, but then when it comes to certain things that have to do with racial disparities, you're kind of oblivious to it, that you actually say you need proof for it. Like you don't need proof to say this person is racist. If you really pay attention to someone, you'll see that they're racist, even though they're like the coolest white person in the bunch.
That's crazy. I mean, he went to Harvard, so I mean, where was he raised? Because I know that'd be my first question with a lot of people.
Around here.
Oh, Timbuktu, Connecticut?
Yep.
Oh, that makes sense right there. That makes sense right there. Ain't that much of niggas in Timbuktu, Connecticut.
There's a lot of black people here. There's a
Really?
lot of black and a lot of Hispanics.
But if we're talking percentage-wise based on the population, is it more than 5%?
It's more Hispanic than black.
No, that's not what I asked you. Based on population,
It
is.
is more than 5%.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know where you think I live.
Ten
I
bucks
don't
to
live in
Connecticut. I just
Vancouver.
told you that. You think when I say that, I say that joke. I say it jokingly, but I'm also dead ass.
But you're wrong. I don't live in no freaking Aspen or Arkansas.
But you know, some guys, man, their school, sometimes that school change them. Whatever college you go to definitely dictate what type of person. Not all the time. I'm not gonna put that on everybody, but it does dictate what type of person you will be in life.
Yes, because of the people you're around. But you
Those
grew
people
up
you
in a black ass town. Come on now.
hey man, sometime it be like that. It be like that sometime. So going back to that, so those are your non-negotiables.
There's others, but you know what? My ex, he had some views like that too. And recently, when we spoke, he was like, "Oh yeah, da 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 da," and I was like, oh, "Okay, so you finally blackmail?" Because I was the Uncle Tom not too long ago.
So you want somebody that's pro-black in a way.
He was not pro-black.
No, I'm saying you would want somebody that's more pro-black.
Yes, I absolutely pro-black always, because at the end of the day, like, I'm black.
So if you find yourself a white man that's pro-black, you're cool with that.
To absolutely.
Because I do believe there are some other race people that are pro-black here.
And I can't wait to meet them. Shoot. I've been eyeing me a Japanese.
Have you ever been with another race?
I've never been with another race, but I have other race that came to me. Not other race, but mainly, oh my goodness, this Indian guy, when I went to Times Square, he approached me and I was like, I know this man. I was like, oh shit, I got a little engineer that's a pushing. Oh, that might be a racial slur.
What's a
But
racial slur?
yeah. It sounds wrong because I'm saying Dasho Pushnik, and that's an Indian person.
Okay. Anyways, let's go on with the topic. This is a podcast. I'm not about to hear. I'm not out here being political, trying to be political. I'm also
But
not out here
yeah.
trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but at the same time, please, I'm not on that. But continue.
So yeah, if he was an Indian guy, but he was too young.
What's the name?
He was 23.
And how you're only 33.
And
That's only 10 years.
no, thank you. You gotta be 32 and up.
32, that's the lowest you'll go 1 year below you.
My ex was 30.
Is that
I
why?
guess there's exceptions, but you really gotta be older than me. I really do not like younger guys.
That's crazy. That's true. You do be with guys that be doubled your age.
And there were a couple of white guys that approached me. There was this army guy. I was at Martha's Vineyard and I stayed in Cape Cod, a hotel in Cape Cod for the night. And I was in the lobby and this man approached me with and gave me his number. Like it was already written down. And I was like, oh, so you was ready? She was like, yeah, I've been watching you.
Oh, so
I was
well,
like,
was
oh.
there any follow through with that?
We text for a couple of days, and then I was like, I do not want this white man.
Just off the text message, the text back and forth?
The text message and the fact that he's in the army, you know, some people in the army, they're real crazy. So you mix army crazy with white, that's another type of crazy.
Funny man, what if that man just a normal white guy that just happened to be in the army?
He might be, but I don't want to find out.
Okay, cool.
Next thing you know, my bones are in soup.
You're funny. Okay, so out of all those non-negotiables, if a person meets all but one, you'd be like, nah. Let's say they're clean. They have good money management, but they're not as respectful as you would like them to be.
Respect is big to me. So if they're somewhat clean, I'll deal with it. But if you're not respectful, I don't want to deal with it because I like to talk to strangers. That means you can't go the places that I'm going. Doors that I'm entering, you can't go. I have to be cautious because of how you act.
Gotcha. Interesting. You're open to other race, but you've never been with another race. But I think the white man, black man is for you, man. I really think you're gonna either go end up with a Caribbean man or an African man sooner or later. That's
I
it.
met this Nigerian guy.
What does
That's
that
what
mean? What does that mean when women say that? Like what? I never understood what y'all. What does that mean? Is that a good or a bad? What does that mean?
a good thing. That means that I see them in my timeline. I don't know for how long, but they're there.
Oh, he checked the boxes.
He checked the boxes, yeah.
Oh, is that who you're going to see after this podcast that you was rushing for us to record so you could go out?
Oh no, that's someone old.
That's crazy. You hear it out here, fellas? Whoever this podcast may land on, that's someone old. Women are not good people, man. It's crazy.
We are good. We're weighing our actions like men be doing.
That's crazy. You go to Europe for 1.5 months straight now. Wait, ain't your mom end up being with a white man? Oh, so it's in your blood. How do you feel about that? Your mom being with a white man. Do you feel any type of way?
I don't feel any type of way because he's not disrespectful.
Oh, so you know him. Are they
I
still
know
together
him.
now?
Yeah.
So you know him, everything. He's cool. He's a cool guy.
He's cool. There's things that I can discuss off air, but
Yeah,
for
of
the
course.
most part, yeah, he's cool.
But when it comes to like supporting black people, is he one of those? Because he
He
has a kid
does.
with your mom, so he has a black kid.
Yeah, he does. But his parents are racist, and his sister says it.
You know,
all of his siblings are with people that are not white
you know if,
because
because of the
parents are.
parents.
Yep.
You know what's crazy? Almost every white person that I know that married another race, always their parents, some of them, I had a coworker. She literally moved out of her hometown because of her parents, because she ended up dating a black guy. And she's like, this is, she moved out of her hometown like 20, almost 30 years ago, because I think her oldest kid is almost 30. Because she was like, yo, she just couldn't. And it was so interesting because I think she finally told me the scenario, like when I was leaving the job, which is, you know, when you already put in your 2 weeks, your last couple of days, you're just having a little, now you could finally be a friend to this coworker. Because normally when I'm a coworker, I'm a coworker. I try not to be your friend until maybe after I leave, if I think you're worth being a friend. And then she was like, yeah, she moved out of like, I think she was from like Michigan or something like that. She moved out of Michigan because she met her husband, who was a black man. And the parents was just like, she said, even to this day, like she really still don't have a relationship like that with her parents. And the funny thing is, I always tell people, yo, you in a mixed couple, you see that most of the time on a white person side of the family. Well, black people are so accepting. You always see, I've yet to ever see something like that from the black side of the family. It's always on the white side. Always, always, always. Okay, so his parents are the racist ones, but he's cool.
Yeah.
So that means, does that mean you're younger? Wait, you got a younger brother by him. Like, he's the dad of the younger brother, right?
Yeah.
So your younger brother doesn't visit that side of the family? If I'm being too personal, please let me know.
Well, my mom said I talk too much. Don't be telling people my business. I'm like, I mean, if I want to talk about it, I'm not saying your name. It's fine.
Fine. And like people, you know, your and like people know your mom out there in Paris.
He used to, like, he knows that side, but he mostly know us.
He
But
knows
he
that
does
side,
know.
but I'm not saying he doesn't know, but he doesn't like spend Christmas breaks over there or couple of
Right.
weekends over there type of thing, do they?
Yeah. No.
So I'm assuming when your mom got married to him, they didn't show up to the wedding and nothing like that?
No, they were. It's not a wedding. They've been together.
They what?
It's not. They're not married.
Oh, okay. Then they're just together. They're not married. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
But like when your
He would like it, but no.
But when your brother was born and everything like that, his side wasn't really much
They
helpful.
were there. They were there. I see pictures of the siblings of his
I'm talking about the
sister.
parents specifically.
Oh, no. But my mom tell me that she used to go see his parents with them. So he does know them.
Interesting. Okay, that's cool. Well, at least your mom know. I prefer racism right in front of me.
Exactly.
That's always be my scared thing with me personally. I prefer a black woman regardless. So I know I would never be with a white person. No shame to know my white folks out there. It's just not my cup of tea. But that's always been my thing in the back of my head. It's like, yo, what if your family is the most racist motherfuckers in the world? I can't, even though I know you may love me for me, but I can't like forget, I can't unremember that.
Right,
That's just so
but
weird to me. Because it's like, yo, when I'm with you, let's say, you know, we spend our rest of our lives together. It's not just our lives that's together. It's our family lives that's intertwined.
right,
So that's always been my thing with that.
but it's not just the white, because there are some Hispanics who are just like that. I know people who, because they're with someone who's not Puerto Rican, they're with like a Mexican or an Ecuadorian, like their family really give them hell about it. It's
Oh
not
yeah, I
just
know. I know.
person, those Hispanics.
I tell people all the time, I was raised in Miami, man. Miami got some of the most racist Cubans, white Cubans you could ever meet. You would think them Cubans is American, the way how fucking racist they are. Sometimes I tell people, sometimes the white Cubans in Miami are sometimes worse than the whites. Because to me, they total the line. When it's convenient to them, they're a minor. Some discrimination shit happening. Oh my God, my name is Rodriguez. When it's time for them to do the racism, it's a different story. But yeah, that happens all over. But that's always been my thing. It's like, damn, like your parents end up racist. Like, I don't want, even though I think you could love me for me, but damn, I can't never really be around your family like that. I'm not gonna. If I am around them, I'm gonna keep both of my eyes open.
Right.
But that's just me. And then Lord forbid I have a kid with you. That kid is definitely not spending the night over there.
You know what? There's some white people that might be racist, but once you have a child, they love your child like they were never racist. And that's crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, listen, man, when it comes to that racist shit, I always tell people, to me, that shit is just a mental illness.
Yeah.
It's strictly just a mental illness. And it's so fascinating how one race has the world convinced that the black race is the most aggressive race in the world, when they're the one that's the most aggressive and oppressive state in the world. But anyways, that's a conversation for another day. I don't care to get into that heavy topic on a Saturday night like we're recording here. All right. So what happened if you don't end up with a white man? You're gonna go come back. Don't be saying you're gonna settle for a black man, because we're not out here settling. We the prize out here.
Don't, you know what? Amen to that. Like, that's what I keep saying. Like, even though I'm getting older and I'm like, I really should be settling down.
Dog,
Like,
stop
it's
saying
time
getting
for me
older.
to have a man.
You're only 33. Like, you're not
I am not 33
Oh, you're 33. If the year changed, your age changed.
yet.
You're not getting older. You're to me, I really me turning 32 in less than a month from now. Like, I realized 30s is like, and I just got here in the 30s. Like, I'm like, oh shit, 30s is lit. The only thing about the 30s is that I can't recover the same, so I gotta drink smart.
Right.
I can't do a whole night out of drinking and just think I'm gonna get up the next day like nothing ever happened.
Right.
That's why I stick to day parties and brunches, because at least I could get a, even if I do get a little drunk, I could still get a full night rest and still wake up early enough to do whatever else. But
I just feel like I worked to the point where I've always dreamed of. So now it's like the next step. Because I always said I didn't want any kids until I'm financially stable. Now I'm at that point. Like, I got my house, like everything, the house, the car, everything, and the career. Like, I'm done with school. Like, everything is all set. The only thing missing is a husband and kids.
well, they'll come, man. If you want anything, I got a cousin in Haiti that needs a green card.
Absolutely not.
On, man. Just a little marriage, just a love. Just what's that show called? There's a show that does that, right?
90 day,
90
30
Day
day, 90
Fiance.
day fiance.
Yeah,
I
man.
would have them sign a prenup that says whatever you came in with, that's what you're leaving with.
That's crazy. But what if it's true love? True love doesn't matter.
It can be true love. I'm still gonna protect my assets.
That's crazy, man. But it'll come though. It'll come. I've come across a lot of my women friends that always say that. They're like, damn, like I'm getting older. I'm like, bro, you fucking 30 or 32 or 31, 30. I'm like, bro. To me, I'm like, me. But I also understand, like, you guys look at it different. It's kind of like a biological clock. But
Right.
me, I'm like, bro, man, my 30s, I feel like this is like me in my 20s, but with more mature, a little bit more money, and a little bit more common sense.
It's different for you as a guy because you don't have someone that's constantly asking you when you're gonna have kids, when you're gonna have kids, when you're gonna have kids. Like
That's
I hear this all the time from my mom, and I started telling her like, keep him away from, like I'm going to adopt, and I know that pisses her off every time I say I'm going to adopt, and I'm like, I'm not rushing. And then they even told me, you know, you don't have to get married to have a child, and I'm like, I know, but I want a husband. Like, what the hell?
So your parents, your mom is out here just pushing you to just go ahead and procreate out here.
Yes,
Fuck it.
I'm like, no, you have two other kids. You can't wait for them. In the meantime, leave me alone.
Nah, you the old, ain't you the oldest?
I am.
Yeah, that's why. You the oldest, man. You the oldest. That's why she wants you to pop one out now.
And then my little brother, he's like, when are you gonna have kids? I'm like, little boy, leave me alone.
Just pop one out so they can shut up. Once you do that, they'll shut up.
Know what? I was thinking about it because I do got this one fine man that's been in my life for a while. I'm like, I wouldn't mind. You can give me a child.
You know, in this podcast, you talked about four different type of men that you're dealing with right now.
And that's okay. I'm single, not married.
That's crazy. You hear that, ladies? You hear
And that's
that?
how you do it, ladies.
And this is why I
Don't be
say
loyal
women are
to
not good
no
people.
men. Don't be loyal to no one man because I used to do that in the past when I was young and dumb. But now I'm in my 30s, I am wiser. So if you feel like you got busted wide open for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you do that, baby girl. But make sure you wear protection and make sure you get tested before you even bust it wide open. Even if you're wearing protection, you ask them, show me that mite chart. And make sure your name is on the mite chart too, so I know it's real.
That's crazy. Don't be loyal to your men, but you want a family.
I do want a family. I'm the type, once I have someone in my life, I'm loyal to you. I was so loyal to my boyfriend, even though he was away long periods of time. I was so loyal to this man. Like 2 months, 3 months, I don't see him. I was like, I'm waiting for him. I know when he comes back, it's gonna be good. We're gonna have some fun. But when I'm single, I need to operate like a single person, even though you're still single until you're married. But I'm single. Why should I settle with one person who's halfway in and halfway out?
When does that time comes? Are we gonna end it soon? But I'm just curious when people say that. When does the time come when yes, you're acting single because you're not with the person? When does it the is it a switch that change that's like, okay, now that we're together, I'm gonna act like I'm in a relationship? How does that work for you?
That time comes when the man asked me to be his girlfriend.
So until he asks, you're just gonna do you and you're gonna let
I'm
him
going.
do him too, right?
Yeah, just don't tell me about it because then I just might slap you.
And you abusive.
I'm
Ha!
not
You literally just said it. You said it.
a. I said might, not that I will, you
Oh,
know, wordplay.
you're right. My bad. Big difference. Be careful out here, fellas. That's crazy. Okay. Anyways, I'm gonna let you go because I know it's like Saturday night. You about to meet up with whoever or how many ass people you about to do. So I'm not gonna keep you up. Any advice we'll give people out here listening before we end the podcast?
My advice is
Adult advice at your big age.
adult advice is to invest. Do not put your money in just one bank. I highly recommend an online only bank because it's not so accessible, and the online only banks that I use or research, they have higher interest. Like currently for my online bank, the percentage, the APY is at 4.85%. So your money is making money.
Do you mind sharing which online bank you use?
It's Ally Bank, and then there's also Marcus.
Okay.
Marcus is by Goldman Sachs.
That's X.
And be financially wise. You don't need to keep up with the Joneses because half of the time they're skimming anyways and they're living unhappy, simple lives. Like, we're here on this earth to be good to ourselves. Like the Lord already suffered. Now we need to live a soft life, okay? Stress-free and be free, be you.
Okay. Appreciate that. My word of advice for this episode is really put yourself first. 'Cause I know a lot of motherfuckers that don't. I see it a lot too, but I just shut up. 'Cause sometimes you can't tell nobody nothing because they don't even know how bad they end something. So put yourself first, man. Start small. I always tell people start by saying no to something. Even though you can do it, doesn't mean you should do it. If you exhaust, if you like, if it's just too much for you to do physically or mentally, just say no. It's okay. All right. So that's what I'll say to that.
And start with family. I think the biggest issue for people who cannot put themselves first is family members. Those are
Oh.
the biggest kryptonite. You need to start telling these motherfuckers no. I tell my mom, like, no, don't you pop on my cell DM. No is no, and that's it.
That's it. That's true. Family is the go-to because they're the foundation.
Yeah, but then you can't give them too much leeway because they're gonna start abusing. They're just gonna take, but you never receive anything from them.
Facts.
And don't feel bad about doing it because 9 out of 10, blood is not thicker than water.
Facts, facts, facts. All right, cool. We'll leave it here. You want to
Oh
tell him
wait,
this?
I have something to tell you.
Go ahead.
So the boy that died in France, the police was arrested immediately and he has been charged. He was charged immediately for manslaughter.
That's crazy immediately. You know how
Yeah.
here in the US niggas are gonna talk about, oh, we gotta do an investigation when the camera and the video
Right.
footage show the obvious stuff? I never understood that whole, oh, we gotta investigate. This is going investigation. When it's like the clear-cut video, it's only one video clip. What is there to investigate? You just gonna rewind it, pause it, turn it around?
Right.
Interesting. All right, cool. You wanna give the listeners where they could reach you? Please don't slide in the DMs, fellas. You already could hear how vicious she is.
I am single, fellas, and I do not look my age. So definitely you should come to me if you have a career, if you have good hygiene, you can have higher level of thinking conversations. You love to travel. Oh my goodness. You have a passport.
The
Not
bar
an
is full.
ID, a passport.
I'm telling you, I got a cousin.
I don't want your cousin, but yes, you guys can find me at Old Mona Lisa Travel or just go on Bo's page and look at mutual friend. That's me. Or papier shop if you are fellas. I know black men, they feel like therapy is for the blondes. So I have a journal.
When
It's
she said for the
brand new.
blondes, I hold on. I just want to, because I have to make it clear that it's not just Haitians that's listening to this podcast. When she said for the blondes, she means for the whites, for the Americans listening. But
Yes.
continue.
So the new journal that I have, there's writing on it, and I think one of them says, "Dear black men, I see you." And another one said, "Dear black men, I hear you." And I have another one that has pictures of black men, and it says, "Black, bold, and something else. I forgot." But you can go on Papier Shop on Instagram, click the link in the bio, and you can view all of my journals on Amazon and order.
There you go. All right. Thank you very much. And you guys could also check me out on social media, mostly on Twitter and Instagram at Bo Knows. That's BoeKnowZZ. And that's it. Till next time. Peace.
Bye bye.
Bye.